Governments exist to serve, not to be served. Before asserting that governments exist to serve, not to be served, we invite you to consider what life would be like with no government, no rules, no order. Humans would do whatever they choose and take by force whatever they want. Innocent souls would suffer violence in a world of chaos and unbridled rebellion. Society would descend into barbarianism with murder, mayhem, and madness. We ask, therefore, what should we rely upon to secure the power of government against the unrestrained ambition of those we place in authority to govern us? This primary principle presents itself as one we may confidently hold fast to. Governments exist to serve us. We do not exist to serve them. Each of us is endowed with a sacred right to be creative, to enjoy the fruits of our honest labor, and to participate in society as equals. We must diligently work together, united by this shared wisdom and the power of agreement, to ensure that our government's leaders do not abuse their power, do not waste our assets, and do not exploit us as servants to their private ambitions. Government leaders hold office to serve us, and only to serve us. In the millennia of mankind's march toward a brighter tomorrow, we progressed along a path toward gentler civility, deeper understanding, and expanded prosperity. If we do not now stumble by losing sight of the primary principles that guided us thus far, we can confidently prepare a safer, more peaceful world for our children's future. Along the path ahead, we will need government to promote the open flow of goods and services, to build and maintain our necessary infrastructures, and to secure and restore law and order when men with base motives use deception to seize unbridled power over us. Thomas Jefferson wisely wrote in America's Declaration of Independence that the leaders of nations derive their just powers only from the consent of the governed. We consent to be governed, not to be ruled. When a nation's people lose sight of the primary principles presented here, tyrants trample innocence, and only fools will dare to ask history to prove this truth again. That governments exist to serve mankind transcends all borders and cultures. Aristotle long ago proposed that governments exist to promote virtue in citizens, to provide a functional framework by which the necessities for life are secure, and to permit each and every individual to achieve his or her highest aspiration. Bibles of every religion urge us to submit to lawful authority while directing us to approve what is good and admonish all that threatens the security of the innocent and helpless among us. Government is one of the tools we can use to achieve this goal if we adhere to these primary principles by which good government must be instituted and maintained. Above the rolling hills of Gettysburg today, where thousands of boys poured the last measure of courage into those blood-soaked fields for something greater than themselves, we hear their silent cry that governments of the people, by the people, and for the people must never perish from this earth. We challenge you to gather under the banner of these primary principles to repair the dangerous breach between us being built by the enemies of truth, who know not love, who have no God but themselves, and who will rule you unmercifully if you refuse to unite in agreement and act together to restore, as each generation must, the ancient landmarks of decency, wisdom, love, and common sense. You who are no longer children know the tendencies of childhood to evade what's decent, to avoid what's wise, to misunderstand what love is, and to have no notion of good old-fashioned common sense. You are no longer children. Together, as adults, we have a one-time opportunity today to instill in our children these primary principles to guide, inform, and empower them to stand against the threats that ignorance and greed present each dawning day. Lift these lamps. Light the path for all who are struggling in the darkness of petty divisions. Charles Dickens, in his novel Hard Times, warns every age to hold fast to what is honorable, to care for the impoverished, and to instruct leaders and schoolmasters to teach the primary principles with deeds of action, as well as words of wisdom, lest reality take a wolfish turn and make an end of us. Command your leaders to be servants. We do not exist to serve them. They exist to serve us.